which is connected to the old Shlav, analyzing the statement of Kedir Shebishu Barbasol Yivasha B'Cholov. So we were very focused of Bishu B'Benois and Tam, that the Kvela only comes in the matzah after you cooked. Is there a taste? Is it not a taste? Is it kosher? Is it treif? But the Gemara does say a statement. Kedir Shebishu Barbasol Yivasha B'Cholov. Lo, we wanted to labdak the statement. And he made a nice aura that perhaps the source of labdafking it is from what? From Chuman Chulin. Unless you say a shtekotera that Rabbi Afflin and I was discussing after Shir, that maybe it's a riot to the Avnei Milum. You're not supposed to know what that Avnei Milum is. It'll come up in Mir Tashem on Tzadi Chesem Abiz when we. When, by the way, Rabbi Afflin, I suggested the pshat to Rabbi Shechter. He liked it. It's a riot to the Avnei Milum. So. So we'll get back to that in Tzadi Chesem Abiz Mir Tashem by Truma and Chulin. But Yehei Mashiach, the Gemara says, Kedir Shebishu Barbasol Yivasha B'Cholov. So says the Ritva B'Shem is Rebbe the Ra'ah, he says that you got to read this whole Braisa in tandem, continuously. If it's Bishul B'Benois in Tam, is not only relevant for what? For the Maichel, for the food. But that also is inferring on the first statement of the Braisa, that in Bishul B'Benois in Tam is also qualifying when you have an Isser Lo Yavasha. Means it's got to be qualified by B'Benois in Tam. When is a time that by definition you don't have B'Benois in Tam? Right? Right, Loi, I already quoted you in Shir. I argued with you, but I quoted you. That the whole Gemara is Lav Dafka. Rabbi Isai, when is a situation where you could qualify the Isser Lo Yavasha based on B'Benois in Tam? If it's not nice and tam, if it's a bad taste, if it's nice and tam lefgam, by definition, it's not nice and tam. So Mimela said the Ra'ah, it's not only relevant for when the kfela tasted, is it nice and tam? It's also relevant for the first phrase of the Braisa, of the Gemara, which is what? When is the Isser Lo Yavashal apply? It's only on that day, but not on a different day. Mimela zok the Ra'ah, chidish nifla ad lama'id. Says the Ra'ah, I'd like to tell all my chassan and kalas, the final shmooze before you get married. By the way, don't invest in two sets of cutlery, two sets of dishes. We're all good. Just don't have milchiks and fleishiks on the same
day. Hours.
Which is not such a big deal. Milchiks for lunch, and you have fleishiks for the...
Dinner and
plastic for lunch. And you have fleishik one dinner, right? Yeah, everyone grows up. There's Monday night this, and Tuesday night fish, and Wednesday night, and Thursday night ziti, and or pizza, or whatever. My submitting in our family is pretty much fleishik. fleishik, except for Thursday nights. Thursday nights is a new minig of ziti. Ziti Thursday nights, yeah. Okay. Lamaisa, Thursday nights, and it used to be not Thursday night, it used to be all fleishiks, and the only time we had ziti, the Rebbetzin only made ziti motzei tanesim. That was what we broke our fast, because you don't break your fast on fleishiks. So the kids, what happened was, the kids used to start getting excited for tanesim. So we realized it's not like such a good system. They're like, oh yes, a tanes! okay, right there. So Azai's up the Ra'ah, Azai Paskin's the Ra'ah, based on our Gemara. It's a Gemara. Now, Rabbi, if you'd ask me, is this Schwartzman's bag? Any bag of Schwartzman? Yes? Awesome. He's getting it. Okay, there's hope. Rabbi Isai, if you'd ask me, Rabbi Apple, if you'd ask me, would you buy one set of dishes based on the diak of the Ra'ah from Chulin Sadi Zion, Rabbi Isai? I could tell you what Loi would say. I could tell you what Loi would say. You better shell out cash for a second set of dishes. That's a shvach diak. No pun intended. Not really a pen. Shvach Yiddish, Hebrew, Bratsky. I'm all confusing. Shvach in Yiddish and shvach in Hebrew is not the same thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Nois tam l'shvach in Hebrew is with a vase, and I don't know, in Yiddish it's with a vav, no?
Double vav,
shvach, yeah. Shvach, that's what you say. You'll never get confused if you do that. That's shvach. This is shvach, shevach. Shir misishbachos. Okay? We're not going to do dick the whole shir. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Ra'ah does not only have a diuk from there. That's just what the Ritva presents in our daf. But the Ritva does not give you the whole story. Therefore, we got to look at the Svarim of the Ra'ah, and we got to look at the Bedek HaBayis, which is the Ra'ah's Sefer on Yoredeya, where he holds that the Rajba is in check, right? Just like you could say in chess, checkmate, right? So where'd that come from? Checkmate. It came from the Bedek HaBayis. Your check. I need to check you. Checkmate. Or check in hockey, right? He's gonna. Right, so we'll probably go with the chess marshal instead of like the hockey, because hockey might be also in Shmartim as Mashal Seichem, whatever we discuss. Right, we have different type of hat tricks in this year, right? Well, right. So ask me a cash on the raw. They're all. Rabbi Sai. I think we're Shechter Asers. You gotta know. According to Rav Asher Weiss, whatever, this is what we spoke about on the bus. It depends on how you understand. Rav Asher Weiss is a tshuva. He's matir skiing. Whatever. We'll talk about it after shir. Not for now. Rabbi Sai. It depends if you're a Ben Yoimer or not. Rabbi Sai. So the Gemara says. It's good. It didn't really make sense.
It's good.
Ben Yomo?
Yeah.
Ben Yomo. What's Ben Yomo? Clearly, that's Ben Yomo.
Oh, Ben Yomo is, you have to wait
today. Rabbi Sai, but it made no sense. You were good. It made no sense. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Rabbi Sai comes along the Rajba, and the Rajba says in his Chidushim, in Teres Abayis, that once the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that really Geulei Klimidyan Kashering was only relevant for people who wanted to use those Kalim on the same day, since those Kalim had Blias Asuras, the Goyim used for Treif, Felder, so Memela, you had to Kasher them. So if you want to Kasher them, so then you do Agola Parshas Matas. But a Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, if you wait 24 hours, it's nice and tam lefgam, and Memela Min HaTorah, it's absolutely mutter. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Chazal, so the Gemara asks Akasha, so just be matir lechatchil, you should be able to use it, right? Straight up, you should be able to use it. So Gemara says, you're right. Why do we even have a concept of kashering? What's the story with kashering? On a situation where I'm willing to wait 24 hours, says the Gemara, because we made a gzeira, eno bas yoma, otu bas yoma, right? That maybe you're not going to wait till it's pogum, and you're going to actually use the kli on the same day where it's no Saint Tam le Shvach. Azoy Zok the Gemara. Says the Rashba, based on this Gemara, you have to have two sets of Kalim. Since if you use your Fleshik Kli for Milchik that day, so that's going to be no Saint Tam le Shvach. And now even if you decide to wait 24 hours, but they made a Gzeira in Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Ayin Vav, of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, and that's a violation of that Isser Derabbana. Minat Torah, you want to know, do you have to have two Kalim? The Rashba says you don't. But Midirabbana, once they made the Gzeir, now Vidizara, that's why you have to have two sets of Kalim. As always, Dr. Rashba, a psak that costs us a lot of money. Right? Good? Does it say that in the Gemara and Vidizara, Rabbi Sai? I think so. I think it says that in the Gemara and Vidizara. All the Rashba is saying is that we paskin, like the Gemara and Vidizara, that Eino Ben Yomo is an Usser Atu Ben Yomo. Yes, Stavr. Excellent. Excellent. So Stavr says 100%. The Rashba pulled a fast one on you, A.B. The Rashba pulled a fast one on you. I know that's why you're laughing. Because the Rashba pulled a fast one on you. The Rashba tricked us. Did the Gemara say, says Stavr, the Gemara never said what the Rashba extrapolated from the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about what? Geulei Klei Midian, Hagala. Hagala from what? From Parshas Matas. What did the Midianim use with their Kalim, Rabbi Sai? Treif! Lobster! Shrimp! Chazer! Basar v'cholov! What else, Rabbi Sai? Eel! Give me something else.
Octopus!
Filet mignon!
Just
knicker, you have to do knicker, yeah. To Le Minyan?
Because they don't go where the Basel
is. Is it Pasha that what?
That they had something
that they could not go. That's what the Torah said.
It says not go.
Otherwise, why would you have to do Hagala? I mean, if you knew Joe was a vegetarian, would you have to do Hagala Clay Midian? That's what you're asking?
The
Torah says you can't just use these Kalim. You got to kasha them. Okay. Why? Because they're treif people. Yeah. If I buy a store from Bed Bath and Beyond, if I buy a pot from Bed Bath and Beyond, right, and I know its manufacturer is brand new, there's no Hagala. Don't do Hagala on the pot. It's mutter. What? So they weren't vegetarians. Or we can't trust that they're vegetarians. We assume that they're all... Oh, yeah, bugs. Yeah, bugs also. Bugs. Yeah, seriously. And also, you'll have other... you don't know if they don't use it for other kalim also. And they can bring in ingredients from other things that might have tarfas in it. There's nothing. No. There's no. I'm saying, any of the products Bizman Hazeh that we discuss, everybody say, any time things are processed, there are enzymes in these products Bizman Hazeh that could be. Yeah, that could be. There could be so many other stuff that's mamish treif. Like, who says there's no gelatin in there? Who says there's no other stuff? Who says there's all... It's not true. Is that really not vegan?
Yeah.
Pork. Gelatin is bones. No.
But it's from meat.
No, but it's used as an enzyme. It's used as Rabbi Say. Because you could always mix other things. You need hashgacha, and usually those are the big shiles. Especially, but Schultz is right. Just start with bugs. You just, bugs is a horrible listener, and we'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem on Dafkuf. Rabbi Say, I'm not talking about this now. Weiter. So the Rashba, but the Rashba extended the Gzera. The Rashba says, if Chazal were concerned over their stabber, so Chazal should be concerned over here. Now, does the Ra'ah have any problems with the Gemara of Avodah Zarah? No. I don't think so. And I think the Ra'ah could say exactly what Stabber just said, and the Mela be saved from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. However, that's not what the Ra'ah challenges the Rashba with. Right? The Rashba says, by the way, and you should know, When you have your kalim before Pesach, you have to make sure to kasher them before Pesach if you want to use them, because it's no different than a milchik kli, that if we want to use it, we're going to have to kasher it beforehand. And by the way, those of you that ask me, why do we need two sets of kalim? Why don't we just kasher each other? Tani asked me the kasher, right? It's an excellent question. Right, even if you hold like the Rashba Rabo said, there's still an eitzah to have one set of kalim, just kasher from one to the other. So the answer to that question we didn't look into and we didn't learn, but you just have to know and take my word for it that it's a Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says the minhag. Magen Avraham says the minhag olam is that what, that we don't kasher from milchus deflations. We don't go back and forth. We're not talking about charis. I'm talking about straight up glasses. Let's talk about metal spoons. Okay. Well, you're already six steps ahead. We're not talking about charis. We didn't even introduce what charis is. Okay? So everybody said that's the answer why you can't kasher from one to the other. We don't kasher from one to the other. The person wants to switch what is spoon or what is forks. He wants this set to now be fleishiks instead of milchiks. So what does he do? He waits till Pesach. Okay? Pesach time, there's a heter on the minig. Right? The Chassam Sefer tells us, right, we do all our kashering Pesach time, Erev Pesach, so therefore you could also do your knaches of what you want to switch the setup on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Fine. But there is a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says the following. I love this Gemara. Because what happened in this Gemara? The Gemara in Pesachim said, Rav said that if you have a kli cheres, if you have an earthenware kli, which by the way, everyone should know, earthenware kalim are not kasherable, okay? And therefore, if you treif up a kli cheres, bizman hazeh, you're done. Okay? So therefore, what is kli cheres bizman hazeh? China? Any any porcelain pottery, any pottery type item that's not Hagola was said in the Torah by a kli mateches, by a metal kli, and it's even questionable if it was said by glass. Okay, that's a big question. That was a big question, by the way, when the guy asked me if he can kosher up. What? You're like making a face. Yeah, whatever. A person comes in, part of the question was for this person is when he koshers up his microwave, what do you do with the glass plate? Because can you kosher glass? Can you not kosher glass? The Rama says you can't kosher glass on Pesach. This is a big shaila. We don't kosher glass. Ashkenazim do not kosher glass for Pesach. Okay? This is a shaila whether or not that means that we can't kosher glass ever, or does that mean that we can't kosher glass for Pesach? That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Many are machmir all the time. I think Rav Schechter distinguishes between Isser D'Oraisa and Isser D'Rabbanan, but some are mekel, and if it's, you could use it as a stef lahakol in other situations, so then maybe you could kosher glass. It's a big shaila, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, because there was blius in the entire microwave. Fine. Weiter. So Rav says, break your kelim. What?
So you can't buy like China on eBay.
Of course you can. Used? No. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Excellent question. As of now, no. Or for that matter, I don't know, Fairlawn's obsessed with garage sales. You can't buy it from a garage sale as of now, right? So it's that whole out of town mentality, you know, the whole zach.
Fine. No, Fairlawn's like 3 of your plates break, you want to finish your setup.
No, it's out of town in
the
town.
The only way to find these like old China sets.
Do you guys have garage sales in the Five Towns? I've never seen a garage.
I've seen one.
West Hempstead is Bechina's Fairlawn of the Five Towns.
No, I've seen a garage.
I've never.
I've seen one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Where in like?
Woodsburg. I was in Woodsburg.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to see a picture of that. Did people know like what to do?
They just throw it out. Go straight to the guy, or you can
pick
it up off the side.
So Zok Rav, Sofer's 100% right. So Zok Rav, you have Kli Cheres. It's after Pesach. What do? Said Rav, you shove it, break it. There's nothing to do. It's usher. Frek the Gemara, Shmuel asks on Rav, why? Why don't you just keep it around for after Pesach, and then use it after Pesach? Even you, Rav, agree that chametz. Right? Is only usher shalay, is mutter shalay b'minam, and if it's not nice and tam after Pesach, it's going to be mutter. So what does Gemara say? Rav said, I can't keep it around for Pesach. Why not? So gzeira eina minam atu minam. Because if I use it min b'mino, then it's going to be usher b'mashu. Right? But eino minam, in theory, Rav would have agreed. That's what the Gemara says, right? Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel says just keep it around afterwards and use it for whatever you want afterwards. Ad kedei kach, this is why it's my favorite Gemara, the end of the Gemara. Did anyone chap what the Gemara said at the end? Ad kedei kach, was Shmuel was so mekel, he said that he saw that the pot stores raised their prices, and he said, I want you to know something, that if you don't bring your prices down, this is geshmak, if you don't bring your prices down, I'm going to tell everyone that I really pass like Reb Shimon, that Chametz Shalavar LePesach is really just an Isser, a weak Isser, and it's not really Aser Ba'ana, and you could really use it after Pesach, and I'm going to announce that. So the Gemara says that they came down on their prices. So the Gemara asks, well, if Shmuel really believes that, and he's making like Rav Shimon, why doesn't he announce that to begin with? So the Gemara says it was Rav's town, and he had respect for Rav. But Shmuel said, but not in a case where you're going to charge me extra. Not in a case where you're taking advantage of the Baal Batim. If you're taking advantage of the Baal Batim, I'm going to publicize what the Halach is. And I'm going to publicize the halacha is lakula, and I'm going to rock your business, and you're going to be done, and you're going to go bankrupt. It's a shmack of Gemara. Remember that Gemara.
It's true.
Stop. I don't want to answer that. Yes.
Is this the answer of Ein
Minas? So we have to learn about chametz, but chametz, Rav held, just like we have Rav Yehuda Shita, right? That min b'mino, which we didn't learn enough about, but if it's the same type, then it's worse. It's afilu be'elef lebatel. But even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, if it falls into eino mino, another type, then it's what? it's Beshishim, it's Benais and Tam, right? So Rav held like that also when it comes to Chametz after Pesach. If it's Mim B'mino, so then it's B'mashu. Mim B'mino is B'mashu. If it's Shaloi B'mino, so then it's Benais and Tam. I think you just have to accept that for now. We'll try to fill in an understanding on that Mirtz Hashem later into the year. We just didn't have enough time to do that. Okay? That's this long Tesis. Is all about Chametz, Balas, B'mashu, Mim B'mino. Okay? And the next sugi, if we would have another week, we'd probably get down Mim B'mino before we break. But you guys have decided not to come after Sukkos. After Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Sam.
I'll be here.
Weiter. Really? Schmack, there would have been another guy holding his hand up. Weiter. Rabbi Sai. Comes along the Ra'ah and he says, that Gemara in Psachim is the Raya to my Yisai. What do you mean? Because ask the Ra'ah, I don't understand this Gemara. Kind of like what Reuben just asked. What's the difference between Minon and Eino Minon? Well, like, what's going on over here? Like, why is Minon Aser and why is Eino Minon Mutter? Manusha. Either they're both Mutter or they're both Aser. So what's going on over here? So comes along the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says, I'm going to explain to you what the Gemara is. Guys, it's after Pesach. This Bliya, no matter how you slice it, is 7, maybe 8 days old. Because it's from before Pesach. So this is classic what? Eino ben yomo. And that's what's called what? Noisein tam lifgam. Noisein tam lifgam. Yet, the Gemara tells us, Noisein tam lifgam, lechatchila is what? Is also, it's a Gemara, not a Zara. Gazru Eino ben yomo, atu ben yoma. Zokter Ra'ah, now I'm going to explain to you a Gemara Msach. You want to know the difference in when the Gemara was Matir, when the Gemara was Isser? Says the Ra'ah, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Everyone close their eyes. Says the Ra'ah, in a Matzav, that if this item would have been ben yoma, would have been Noisein Tam Leshvach, and it would have assered, then they assered even in a situation when it's post 24 hours, when it's Eino Ben Yom. But if it's a what? If in a situation where what? Even if it was Noisein Tam Leshvach, then what? Then it wouldn't have been an Isser? Then in such a situation, they never created the Gzeira of Eino Ben Yom. So says the Ra'al, what do you have over here? You have, number one, that it's Eino Ben Yom. And number two, that what? That it's not really Aser. The Tchilas Habliya was what? Was Lishvach. What was Lifgam? Was that terrible? Was never that Tchilasa was Isser Rebola. So says the Ra'ah, if you have both of that combination, then they never introduced the Isser Midrabanon to use a pot that's Eino Ben Yomo of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Because that's a weak Isser. And what's the Isser to use a pot of Eino Ben Yomo that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah tells us, Gzeira Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo, says the Ra'ah? That's the Isser of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila. But if it's going to be an Isser L'Chadchila to say Ein Mevatlin that you can't use a treif pot, it's got to be what? A real strong Isser. That I could imagine that this, if it wasn't for the fact that it was Eino Ben Yomo, it would have had potency and it would have been Aser. But if it's missing those credentials and it's really garnished, then they never made the Gzeira of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. They never continued that Isser that existed originally, Rabbi Yisai. And the Mela, even to use that pot after 24 hours, would not be a violation anymore. Of what? Eim Avatlan Isser L'Chadchila. You see, says the Ra'ah, not every Eino Ben Yomo is a strong Isser. You see already from the sources that the Gemara tells you of Eim Avatlan Isser L'Chadchila, like the Ra'ah told us by Muktzah, by the Eitzim, that he gave an example for the Gemara in Beitzah. Gemara says over there, when it's weak, when the Isser is Mikla Kali, when it's a weaker Isser, then the din of Eim Avatlan Isser L'Chadchila doesn't apply. So the Ra'ah says, so too over here. If I can't imagine that if this would not be an Eino Ben Yomo, it would be a Ben Yomo, that it would actually Aser, then I'm not going to be Mechadish, the Isser, even in a post-Ben Yomo situation, to say that Eim Avatlan Isser L'Chadchila still applies when it's Eino Ben Yomo.
says the Ra'ah, that's the answer to the Gemara in Pesachim. That's the Nakuda that you're all missing. Says the Ra'ah, in a situation where it's what? Where it's Mim B'Mino, Rav holds, that's going to Aser B'Mashu. If that's going to Aser B'Mashu, I'm going to make that Gzeira, even when? Post-Pesach. In an Eino Ben Yomo. Because now I'll imagine, and I'll say, if this was Taka, not 24 hours expired, if it was not Noisen Tan Lefgam, it would be what? It would be Mim B'Mino, it would Aser. But what? Says the Ra'ah, the Rav says, but if it's Eino Mino, so then what? So then it doesn't have the ability to Aser. So then I'm going to say, wait, what? Meikar Adin, keep your Ktheiris around. Even Rav is Moedim Meikar Adin, that what? If I knew that a guy would only use it, Eino Ben Yomo, I would only use it for Eino Mino. If I knew, if I could trust the guy to only use it for non-Chametzdik things, Eino Mino. So then what? So then I would have been fine Meikar Adin. Why? What? Because it would be Bata Meshishim, it wouldn't Aser. Because we wouldn't have the Yisr Mashu. So says the Gemara, according to Rav, you'd be masking to keep your Kederis around, you wouldn't make you break it in a situation of Eino Mino. Why? Says the Ra'ah, because that's the lumdus of Eino Ben Yomo. Eino Ben Yomo, you got to imagine, what if it was Ben Yomo? Would it be Isser or would it be not a Isser? So by Eino Mino, it would be Mutter. It would be Batal B'Shishim. By Mino, it's what? It's Aser B'Mashu, it would never be Batal. So that's why Rav made a distinction between what? Between Eino Mino and Mino, and that's the answer to the Gemara Pesach. Comes along the Ra'ah and he says, that's all very nice and a nice Shabbos HaGodla Joshua for Pesach. But our homes, every day of the year, says the Ra'ah, are basically what? A situation of Eino Mino, Lefi Rav. And what Shmuel held, La Halacha also. Basically, what the Ra'ah says, listen, Reuben, and then I'll take you. What the Ra'ah is saying is basically, what do you have over here? Close your eyes. If it wasn't Eino Ben Yomo, Rabbi say, would it be Isser over here? No, all I have is a Kedera Shalbos. What Isser? Who Isser? In order for me to enact what? Zero Eino Ben Yomo, Adu Ben Yomo, what do I have to do according to the Ra'ah? I got to close my eyes. I got to imagine. Do I have Tchilaso? Lishvach, a bliya of Yisr Lishvach, says there are all you don't. So you basically have exactly what Rav and Shmuel are masking, that's mutter. Everyone agrees to this. Okay, Rav, it was only by Eino Mino. But Shmuel said, Baby Mino, Baby Eino Mino. Just keep the Kedera around, and it's going to be an Eino Ben Yom, and it's mutter. Why? Because Chametz before Pesach is Yisr or is Heter, Rabbi Yisai? It's Heter. No one keeps Chametz the rest of the year. That's Heter. Chametz only starts being Usr when? Pesach. So this bliya happened when? In February. In January. When there was no Pesach in sight. So Mimela, the Tchilas HaBliya was not Lishvach. There was no bliya Sisser over here. That's tantamount to what, Rabbi said? A Flesha Kli after Eino Ben Yomo. Are you going to make a Gzera of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo? No, that would be a violation of a Gemara in what? Of a Gemara in Pesach in Daflami. Says the Ra'ah, Rabbi Yisai. You know, you read the Ritva on Ardaf, and if you're just learning the Rishonim on Ardaf, and you read this fascinating Ritva, and you see this fascinating discussion, say, I saw this Ritva for the first time, and I'm just like, are you serious, Rabbi Ra'ah? Are you mamish coming out with this Chiddush that I don't have to buy two Kalim just because of a Diuk of Noisin Tam? I mean, if I would ask Lowy, he would just tell me, like, that wasn't what the price was talking about. It was just a way to get to what? To Kvela. The Yisoid of Lo Yivashu was not even like a Chiddush. That wasn't even something I'm going to spend a week of Shir on. Right? I would have dropped this already. Okay, I had to find a Reb Kiv Eger with Blias. Lowy wanted to drop the whole Gemara. That's your Diak? That's your source to only buy one set of Kalim? Come on, Ra'ah. That's weak. Rabbi Yisai, now when you look a little deeper, Rabbi Yisai, I think the Ra'ah is 100% right. He is a Beferish Gemara what? Not an Avodah Zarah, a combo platter. A Gemara and Avodah Zarah that's explained through a Gemara of Pesachim. Now you put those two Gemaras together. You understand where the Ra'ah is coming from. Moiridik. Now I have a head to Legamre. Once I wait till Eino Ben Yomo, I don't make a Gzera Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo when it comes to Hetei Rabbala. When it comes to things that are Mutter. Every Flesha Kli in my house that I'm going to use to milk it tomorrow is a Chametz Tikka Kli before Pesach. that you don't say the din of Eim Aval and Issa Chilo, that you don't say that there's a Gzeira in Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo, exactly what the Ra'ah says. How do you argue with the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah is push it. The Ra'ah is Geshmak. Who's going to have to defend themselves, Rabbi Sai? The Rashba. Everyone hear the Vart? The Ra'ah just explained to us not only a Gemara in Pesachim, but a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And it now told us what it meant, Gzeira Inu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. It means we got to talk about something that Lu Yitzur wasn't Inu Ben Yomo. Lu Yitzur wasn't post-expiration. This would be what? Iser! Noisei Tam Lishvach! And Maz, that doesn't mean like happy. Right? That could be sad also. Noisei Tam Lishvach is not happy. Okay? Noisei Tam Lishvach means it has potency. I think like that sometimes also. I got you. Yeah, Dave.
So we're saying that that case in our Gemara and Chulin is Bas Yoma, right?
Our Gemara and Chulin is only Bas Yoma. That's what they're all said.
Right, right.
Yeah. Rabbi Yisrael comes along the Ritva. David's 100% right. Comes along the Ritva and quotes the Ra'ah. And now once you see the Ganze package, now you understand. The Ra'ah is dick. It's Gavaldik. Now, if all I would have Chal and Sadi Zion, David, you would walk out and be like, Rabbi, you are a serious mako. Like, come on. One dish based on this, because it said the word no Saint Tom? It said no Saint Tom for what? For Tvela. For the food. Not for the bar, for the Lo Yavashel. Loi tells me, what are you reading into the Gemara? This is the biggest joke in the world. Now, in light of the Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, in Checkmate Land, when he's starting with the Rashba, and he says, I have a Gemara in Psochim, I have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now you understand, all the DX half of the fella. That's Mamish Ra'ah. Now I'll add this to the stack. Now I'll add the read in our Gemara that Noisin Tam is not only talking about the food, but Noisin Tam is also talking about the what? The Lo Yavashel, the Maisa Bishel. Yeah, Rabbi Atfa. By Deir Shalbasser?
Yeah.
Deir Shalbasser going into Chalav. You know you have Shishim.
You know you don't have Shishim.
You're cooking it in milk?
No. In this case, for him, then you know that there isn't Shishim.
Yeah, it's Mutter. That's what he says. It's Mutter.
No, but you don't have Shishim.
Yeah, but it's Mutter. It's
Ain't Ben Yomo. But he's learning that the Gemara is saying that when you have
all those. It was only on Ben Yomo. Lo Yavashel Zokta Ra'ah was only on Ben Yomo. Because otherwise it's Heter Gomer. This is Heter Rabola.
No, but how is he learning? I don't understand that Gemara at all. You're saying that when...
You're asking on... Our Gemara is talking about when it's Nois and Tam. Nois and Tam doesn't only mean that the Kvela can taste it, but Nois and Tam means that it's the day of the Isser. So Emel, when it said Lo Yavashel, it's only on that day within 24 hours. But if it was post 24 hours, it would be Heter Gomer to cook.
He didn't hear a Shishim.
No shishim. No, shishim is about the food. I want to know about the lo yavasha.
Say, but don't you need the in order to be not in time?
Yeah. Okay. So the food. If I'm right, the food might be usher because
what were you saying that if this right. would be mushba, then it would still be mushba.
I said
but
it's still.
Even if you would say.
If it would have been mushba, if it would have been nice and tam l'shvach. So then this would have been Isser. So that's the only time there goes there, Eino Ben Yomo Ato Ben Yomo. But if it's Heter Rabola, and it never had Isser to begin with, like Akder Shabasser, so then you don't say that. There's no Isser. It's only by a Bliya Asura. Not by Chometz and not by Akder Shabasser. Rabbi Sai, everyone understand what we just introduced here? I should have given a little background. The Ra'ah just introduced something to us, Rabbi Sai, that's going to be very relevant for this year. When we learn the sugyas of Na Bar Na, okay? This is very important, Rabbi Sai. There's a major distinction in halacha between a bliya in a pat that was heterabala or that was isurabala. If the original bliya was heter, like namely what? Chametz, according to at least the Ra'ah and many Rishonim before Pesach, and what? And basar, that you didn't have chalav involved, that's all dvarim heterim. That's a teirabola. Now you're going to use those pots relevant for another time that it might be shayach and iser. But lemaisa, the bliya originally was heteirabola. So zokta ra'ah, you never make a gzera of eno ben yomo atu ben yomo when a pot is heteirabola. That's what he was mechadish to us. Yeah.
Can we draw a distinction between the case of chametz and basar?
Yes.
With the
yes. Not only do can we will.
That's the case that the chumash are not concerned about the tzeira, and it's not the bidyan.
After Pesach.
So why is Rambam holding up the tzeira?
Why what?
Why is Rambam saying destroy everything? It's good, good to go.
Gemara answers, gzeira, maybe you're going to use it with mimimino. You're right, you should have. If you know that you used en amino, it would be batal. Mimimino asas b'mashu.
What does that mean?
For the same type. Yeah, but the same type in Heter. There's two types of taruvis. It's like we started off, there's a taruvis of different types of mixture, which is only asa b'nais and tam. And then there's mimimino, which in certain situations will be afilu be'elef labata, will be asa b'mashu. It will always ask him. Rav said that Rav was masking that you're right. It could be a situation that it's batal, and it's, if it's eno mino, that it's going to be batal b'shish. But if it's mimimino, then he's going to agree that it's going to be aser afterwards. So therefore, I'm asering you to use your pas because you might use it for mimimino and chamis aser b'mashu even after Pesach. So the Ra'al wanted to understand why is distinguishing in an Eno Ben Yomo situation after Pesach between Mimimino and Mimimino. So the answer is because one is Tam Yisr and one is not Tam Yisr. Yeah.
According to the Ra'al, before Pesach, not during Pesach, before Pesach, because Bishas Blias, where at least Pachin comes to you, it's totally Mutter, and then comes Pesach, then why would he say you wouldn't have to caution these Pachs? For Pesach, because Shas Blias, it's mutter to you. Even though right now it's not, why would you have to? Does it make sense that you wouldn't not have the kosher pot
for Pesach?
I have a pot that I have
before cooking Pesach. On Pesach.
I'm saying I have a pot that's mutter to me before Pesach. Pesach, it's correct, it's chametz, but the pot Blias is chametz, sure. But according to their odds, that's the Blias that's mutter to me. So then comes Pesach time, I shouldn't have to kosher because it's a Blias Shubim mutter. This, you wouldn't apply the Gezira, you wouldn't apply the Gezira that we established.
The Blia originally, when it happened, was Mutter. The Blia originally, when it happened, is Mutter. But that Blia now is at a time where that Blia is also.
Okay, it's Pesach time. The Blia then transforms now that it's Pesach?
So, that, or, and then you're also assuming another assumption. Does, and this is, I don't want to complicate things, but the Ra'al's whole conversation is assuming that you have a heter of Eino Ben Yomo. Does that heter exist on Pesach?
It wouldn't.
That's a big machlokes rishonim. We need to learn about what the heter of Eino Ben Yomo is. But yeah, happens to be, one could argue that the Ra'al is matir that, but I don't want to get into that. If you understand that the way Eino Ben Yomo works, which we're not really fully giving enough time to, is that it's tully on also bitul barov, so there's no bitul barov on so the mele it's going to be problematic. So your question is an interesting question, but for a few different reasons, that's why it would be also on Pesach. Yeah. Which the Ra'al never suggested, right? Yeah. The Ra'al is only talking about after Pesach.
It's going to be something similar. But
even Shmuel would ask on Pesach.
We said before that you have to look at it as like if it would be Aser Ben Yoma, are you ever going to have a case with Chametz She'eno Mino that's going to be Ben Yoma?
Chametz She'eno Mino.
It's Ben Yoma.
After Pesach, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying when it becomes Aser, you look at it on that day. And it's Eino Mino, and it's Aser. Does a case exist?
After Pesach, never. It'll never be.
So we said that we have to look at it.
No,
so
he's saying in general. No. He's saying in general, you have to look at in the Gzeira of Eino Ben Yomo. When the Gemara in Abu Dazar says Gazrinan Eino Ben Yomo at Ben Yomo, it depends on if it wouldn't have been Ben Yomo, what would be the case?
Saying are we ever? So he's saying.
Oh, Rav. Min Bemino.
I'm saying min bimino is aser, fair?
Right.
So but are you going to have a case? So min bimino.
No, that's why Rav was mounting.
I'm saying min bimino. It's min bimino's aser or min bimino's min aser?
Min bimino's aser.
So are you ever going to have a bas yoma min bimino coming? I mean, because of the day.
I don't understand.
I think.
Yeah. He was trying to explain Rav's statement that Rav would say after Pesach, eno mino is fine, and min bimino would be aser. The reason is because if it wasn't an Eino Ben Yomo, that would be the halacha. One is Aser B'mashu, one's B'nai Sita.
How are you going to be cooking with it? Meaning, because if you're going to look at it that day, it's chametz. You're not going to be using that pot anymore.
I understand. It's after Pesach.
No, I'm saying you use that pot before.
Yeah.
So in order for it to be Ben Yomo, it has to be referring to chametz that you cooked before Pesach.
It's Eino Ben Yomo, right?
No, you're saying we look at it as if it's Benyoma.
Yeah, okay.
So that means it has to be referring to the time when you use
it. No. We just have to imagine. It doesn't have to be practical. We just imagine. If this would, what would be the situation of the Yisr? We're being Magdi of the Yisr. So that's the Ra'az Diyak Rabbi Isai. And Amela, he holds that based on this Hagdara, Rabbi said, this is very important. I hope everyone gets this down. Based on this Hagdara, Zakhtar Ra'ah, when it comes from Milchik Kalim to Flesha Kalim, as long as you're going to use it in an Eno Ben Yomo situation, we never made a Gzeira of Eno Ben Yomo at the Ben Yomo by Hetera Mala.
So you're good to go.
You're good to go. We can have one set of Kalim. However, he's coming to argue with who? The Teres Habayis. So how's the Teres Habayis, how's the Rashba going to get out of this question? So the whole crux, the way I set it up, Rabbi Isai, is that the diyak is not a sellable diyak if you just have a maro and chur. What really fortifies the ra'ah, what really makes him convincing, is from the gemara himself. So if we have a way, Rabbi Isai, that we can neutralize his ra'ah, and we could limit his proof from the gemara himself and Rabbi Isai, then Rabbi Isai, the Rashba is in good terms, right? So we have two ways of doing that the Rishonim present to us. One of them is in the Ritva on Ardaf. The Ritva on Ardaf, when he sees the Diyukim, he says, "That's a nice Diyuk. It's my Rebbe, Mechilas Kvodo." And you see, he has trepidation even arguing with the Ra'ah after he's Nifter, because he's his Rebbe, and the Ritva had a lot of respect for the Ra'ah. But he just says, "Come on, that's not a Raya. You're not forced to read that into the Gemara." The Noisin Tam was now being Megala back on also the Lo Yavashal on using the Kalim also, and it's only on a situation where it's within 24 hours. But if it's post 24 hours, the Gemara itself in Chul and Sadi Zayin, according to the Ra'ah, was Taka saying that Milcha Kalim are Motar Rabbi Yisai. According to the Ra'ah, it's a Feirish Gemara. It's our Gemara says that you don't need a separate set of Kalim. Lo Yavashal was only on a day of Noisin Tam. It was only on a day of Tam Lashvach. It was not on a day of Tam Lafkan. Says the Ritva, that's not convincing. And then says the Ritva, and by the way, if you're going to bring me Raya's from Psachim, it's not such great Raya's. Why? Because what is the halacha of Chametz Shavu Pesach, Rabbi Yisai? What? Tell us about Noam and Atar or the Rabbi? What? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Is there an Isser D'Oraisa of Chametz Shavuot and Pesach? Is Chametz Shavuot and Pesach Aser Min HaTorah after Pesach? Machlek, don't forget that, Rabbi. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, Chametz Shavuot and Pesach, once Pesach is over, once you say Abdullah, Rabbi Isai, Mid D'Oraisa, everything's winter. It's done. Chametz is totally on this man of Pesach. Once Pesach is over, there's no Aser Chametz. Yet what happened? Chazal introduced a knas midrabbanon for people who didn't take care of their chametz before Pesach. And Chazal didn't want. So Chazal knew that businesses, and they would knew all the schnapps shilas, and everything that we talk about after Pesach, Rabbi Isai. Chazal knew that this was up and coming. So therefore Chazal came and they said, you know what, midrabbanon, we're going to introduce something brand new. We're going to introduce what? A knas midrabbanon called Chametz Shavuot Pesach, which Min HaTorah does not even exist on the books. It makes no sense, Min HaTorah. Pesach's over. You're right. We made a knas midrabbanan on our nisr. Because they're going to cheat us. And Mela, once the rabbis were in the driver's seat, Rabbi said. Once the rabbis were in control, so then what, Rabbi said? They also what? Can decide where to apply it, where not to apply it. I'm going to put all the chumras of Pesach onto it? No. We're going to say that if you have a piece of bread over here, it's going to be usher to eat after Pesach. But what? Says the Ritva. If that chometz sha'abar lava Pesach, that chometz that went through Pesach, that wasn't taken care of, wasn't sold to a guy, wasn't taken care of, there wasn't tashbisu on it, what? You didn't even, you now threw it into a taruvus? It's in a mixture? Says the Ritva, no. Chometz lava Pesach that far, we never usher chometz sha'abar Pesach. The Ein, the Aser Taruvis, was Mutter. So Mamela says the Ritva, what Raya are you bringing me to Chametz Shavuot Pesach? What Raya are you bringing me to pots that you're going to now make, the Blias are now going to be mixed into what? Into whatever you're cooking in the pot. That's taruvus. That's not chametz ben. That's not real chametz. Emela chametz shel Pesach. That's why it was mutter. So basically, the Ritva just said, your whole raya, your whole binyan that you just built from chametz shel Pesach, I just destroyed the raya. I just said, that's not similar to other Yisurim. That was a limited kula by chametz. Chametz shel Pesach, which doesn't exist to even begin with. And chametz shel Pesach, I'll prove it to you. It's mutter b'taruvus. Why? We always aser taruvus. Whatever is aser to eat is also aser if it's in a mixture. It's also aser if you cook it. It's nice and tan. Why is it mutter b'taruvus? The answer is because it's not real chametz. It's not real iser. So says the Ritva, you have no raya from chametz. If your whole binyan is from what? Pesach, chametz shel Pesach, shvach raya. Abba Rabbi said that's not the way the Rashba responded to his check. It wasn't checkmate, says the Rashba. It was check. But I could still move my queen and save myself and put myself out of check. Sok the Rashba. The gzeira of Avodah Zarah Ayin He of Einu Ben Yoima Otu Ben Yomo, said the Rashba, is a gzeira that's Chai V'Kayim. And it's applicable in any situation that we are concerned that a person's going to goof and he's going to mess up and he's going to create iser. It says the Rashba, there's one exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Chametz. Why? Rashba neutralizes chametz for an entirely different reason. Says the Rashba, chametz? Chametz after Pesach? You say it louder, Ruben? There's no what? No, Tom. There's no what? Use your pot. Use it on an Einu Ben Yomo. What zero to Ben Yomo? The Isser is non-what? Existent. Shkia happened. This is an Isser Zmani. This Isser is gone. They never introduced Gzeira, Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, if it's impossible to what? It starts with a G and it ends with an F. Impossible to? Goof. You can't goof by Chometz after Pesach. It's impossible to goof by Chometz after Pesach. Don't bring me rice from Chometz after Pesach. That's ungoofable. It's an Isser Zmani, it's over. Says the Rashba, Avada Maskin by the Gemara and Psochim. That's the way I neutralize your Raya, Rabbi Ra'ah, and you take myself out of check with your Bedek Abayis. What Bedikas? There's no Gemara against me, says the Rashba. Memela, Bein LaRashba, Bein LaRitva. What do we have, Rabbi Isai? Says the Rashba, you gotta what? Spend $3,000. And buy yourself what? Two sets of china. Two sets of silverware. Oh, Brodsky's not happy. Are you serious? I really was banking on this raw, no pun intended.
Registry.
What? Registry. Register for it. Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, sure. I broke a whole china set on my way up in the move. I needed the Nativ guys to bring it up. We have four dishes left for dinner. A whole china set went in the garbage. Lamaise, it's not... Honestly, it wasn't so upsetting. Why? Because of the Akdama of Shir. What was the Akdama of Shir? We barely used it. So, Mela, if that would have been Flajix, oh boy. I would have been sleeping here. Basically, no, that would have been the real loss. But Lamaise, yeah. Yeah.
Two dishes for what? For everything?
For Pesach. For Flajix and Milchix.
For
Hetei Rabola.
Yeah.
What?
Pesach, you're allowed to use the same thing as long as you
kosher. Pesach, you're allowed to use the same thing as long as you kosher. Yeah, sure. That's what the Rashba was saying. Kosher.
Yeah.
No, you can't kosher China. No, you can never kosher China. That's a separate. Cheres is not kosherable. Anything that's kosherable, you can kosher. Now, glass and cheres. We don't hold like what? Like the Rashba?
Well, we don't hold that.
That you need two sets of kale.
We do. We don't hold that hummus right after Pesach is okay.
No. We don't hold that hummus is okay, but we also don't hold it's goofable. There's no ben yomo gzeira because chametz after Pesach the iser is not kayin.
It's not taruvus, no.
Yeah,
it's all mutter.
What? What?
It's not even a teruvah. So
that's the Ritva's argument. But the Rashba is saying they never introduced the gzeira of Eino Ben Yomo when it comes to chametz. So therefore, you know, oh, Moshe's asking a different question. I have what you're asking. Moshe wants to know the following situation. He wants to know if you have a kli that had a bli of chametz before Pesach, would that be an iser of chametz shalva Pesach after Pesach? No.
So then what's the problem with...
If I plan on going away for Pesach, and I'm not going to use my chametz to get kalim, and I want to cook a bowl of noodles after, or I want to cook a bowl of rice after Pesach, I don't have to wait till it's in. I don't have to have any issues. I don't have to kasher my kalim. Yeah.
So why does the Rashba say you need to do a gola?
Because by Basar and Cholav it's taka a goof. There's a goof shayach. Basar and Cholav is also today. You can goof. But for, to use it on Pesach.
After Pesach, you have to do Hagalah?
According to the Rashba? No.
You can use that pot that with the chum, that what?
If you never use it, it's Kalim from before Pesach,
no,
and you left it for...
That we had chum, the case that I brought in
But the case before Pesach, you used chametz before Pesach. Now you want to use your chametz after Pesach? Says the Rashba, the Gemara said, is mutter, Shmuel.
No, what about the case in Pesach, where it's chametz on Pesach?
No, that's not the case in Pesach.
That would be then,
case
that. Case
in was
right?
Leaving over the Kalim after Pesach.
But that wouldn't work, right? If there's a bli
of chametz on Pesach, that's usur. That's usur.
Why? But according to the Rashba, you're using
bli asura.
At the time,
it's
after Pesach, it's not usur to you.
But it's Israel, no.
It doesn't matter. It happened on Pesach. It was Isser.
I thought the Rashba doesn't care about that. It's so, afterwards.
Oh, so you're saying it's not goofable.
Correct.
Oh, Mr. Zmani. Oh. You want to know, according to the... Oh, I hear it. According to the Rashba, you goofed up.
Correct.
You used the wrong kli. Now you say, okay, I'm not koshering it. I'm not allowed to kosher it. Do I have to kosher it after Pesach?
Correct.
Chayr or not?
You wouldn't have to, right?
No, Chayr or not. Chayr Schultz is right. Chayr, according to the Rashba, I'm curious what we would say, la'alocha.
What was the... What
would you use? Right, that's a very interesting question. Look, according... What?
That's what I thought, yeah.
What's the case of the Rashba? Anyone have the Rashba here?
It's in my Gemara.
In the Gemara?
I don't have the... Zakt here. Oh, okay. V'chein adin, l'kdeir shebishu babasar, osa lecho b'cholav. Afal b'shein abas yomo, v'afal b'shek shebala yateir abala, v'nifkem k'idim sheyavu li d'yisr basa b'cholav, No, he's talking about a kli that you use before Pesach. What? Oh, in the well, let me finish the Torah spice. Klish nishdamish ben Pesach koydem Pesach. You mutar me Pesach shari mina etter bolu. Right, and that's ridiculous. So zokta mishbar sabayis oydish lemer tafilu bekdeir the bishul badaisa who chometz b'sheyesh ba kedeir nisir astam mechem pirish arayvitzal afilu achi shaper maksha afilu lerav lishninu achar zman v'la avid bu shalay b'minam v'sheein zedoyim lechol shari surim v'taim ed emilsa v'chol shari surim sheyisur en noyig v'chol zman min adin hu shim nivlo b'kli b'shvachan afilu nifku v'doichu d'ifnei akli shiyah osu levalim shum de'ikla migzer ashtar shim tatir ezeh she'in ben yoma yovel atir afilu ben yoma v'sheein p'gabon nikr v'chem echol yisur en ava chometz shekvar over zman of yev shal over it's ungoofable achshav li de yisr b'dimyono l'shmuel mutter v'afilu rav yisvur nuhu adin v'hu atam v'omer delo del rav v'ad ikal emigzer atu mino mishum delo dide afilu achar zman o asr v'zeh nochon me'at v'en shari sir v'en mozor v'chol lo yish. Right, so that's what he says. Right, that's what he says. You could leave it around. That's what the Gemara Pesachim. But Ari's asking me if we can pass him like that. Meaning you have a kli that you used on Pesach. No, again, he never said that you used it on Pesach.
But like the
where?
If you use it on Pesach, how could we mutter out? The whole point is that the
where did he say that you used it on Pesach?
The whole point is that it's not goofball at this point.
I hear your svar, but I don't think the Rashba talked about
it.
That's not the Gemara Pesach.
It's not enough.
Good, I hear. But you're right. L'choira, according to the svar, that should come out. Good. Rabbi Isai, that's the machloikes. That's Rabbi Isai. That's what's underlying a line in a Gemara that Loi wanted to rip out of the Gemara. Mamish is the most biggest nafkamina of your kitchens, of how many sets of kalim and how many sets of dishes you need. Rabbi Isai, what I want to talk about and end tomorrow is I want to delve deeper. I want to really understand. what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Ra'ala and the Rashba. Tamar's Mar Makoimis, I gave it to you already? Tamar's Mar Makoimis, Rabbi Say, should build you a binyan of how to analyze that Gemara in Avodah Zarah that's going to have unbelievable nafkaminas, Rabbi Say, and it's going to affect much major shilas other than just whether or not I need two sets of dishes or one set of dish, Rabbi Say, and it's going to affect a lot of situations that we're mentioning. I'm going to talk about that David just asked about, and things that are going to come up that are going to have a lot of mice around.
So, Rabbi, if
go ahead, okay.
What he was talking about.